because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here. Don't have a shotgun, don't have a four-wheel drive, don't even have a dog. But I sure have that song, and the sentiment of that song, which is the sentiment of this show. And on the phone with us is Kevin in Washington. Kevin, are you... Oh, we lost Kevin. I can only keep him on so long before he gets cauliflower ear. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Oh, James, I got two things I want to say. I learned most of this at 3 a.m. They call that the witching hour, when the witches are praying the most. So I guess God gets me up, and he lets me find things. So I found this the day after Thanksgiving. There's a lady... On a website, and it's called Truly Majestic, you know, like Majesty, Majestic.com. And people need to go there. She said, I don't know why God showed me this. I'm nothing but a crafter, you know, like women do and plan weddings and all that kind of stuff. So you have to look a little bit, but it'll have a flag and the We the People and stuff like that on it, okay?
Okay.
Very important.
Well, let me share with you another website, Pat, and that's one to which I contributed $45. I didn't pick that number out of the air, $45, as in our 45th president, Donald Trump. I sent $45 to a Christian crowdfunding page called, let me get it up here so I can not get it wrong. It is givesendgo.com. givesendgo.com. And I don't know on their, I'm looking on their front page how you find a particular crowdfunding, but what I contributed to, I read the story of Roseanne Boyland, and her family is raising money for an attorney so they can get the facts of their daughter and sister's death, murder, out of the FBI, and out of the coroner in Washington, D.C. So I sent them $45. They're trying to raise $40,000 for an attorney and who can force the hand of the KGB headquartered in the FBI building. And they've raised now $28,000. But the that's called givesendgo.com, and there's probably, let me look at, maybe there's a slash on that. Yeah, okay, here's how you find the page. givesendgo.com/Boyland, B-O-Y-L-A-N-D, and you're there. Bingo. givesendgo.com /Boyland, B-O-Y-L-A-N-D, and you can help the Boyland family get money for an attorney, and that attorney, and this is important, and not only do I love this girl, Roseanne Boyland, who died, who was bludgeoned to death, and it's on film, but they won't release this film, and it's on body cameras. Every one of those cops had a body camera on, those Capitol Police. I don't know if I should call them cops. They don't deserve the name of your local cops, of real cops, of honorable cops. The Patriots, they had body cameras. They have 14,000 hours of video of what happened on January 6th, the false flag organized by the KGB slash FBI. They have 14,000 hours of video. They won't release it. That's our video. That's our capital. We paid for those cameras. It belongs to us, damn it, not to you in the bureaucracy. You don't own this country. We own you. We pay your bloated salary. We pay for your cushy leather chairs and your excessively long vacations and your bloated pension. We pay all of it for you to sit on your asses and destroy our nation. And that's what's needed, is a movement of angry Americans. Throw the rhinos out of the Republican Party. And folks, listen, you may be surprised how close to you your nearest rhino is. I live here in North Dakota. You can't get a more patriotic state than North Dakota. This is 2 or 3 to 1 Trump country. Trump doesn't even need to visit North Dakota. We're Trump all the way here in North Dakota. But you know what? Get this. The rhinos, folks, they are so inserted into the Republican Party. I couldn't believe it. I was looking at the list of traitor senators who voted with the communists, with the Democrats.
Hang on just a second, Pat.
Okay. I'm looking at the list of the traitors who voted with the Democrats to spend trillions of your dollars, your money, your children's future earnings. Trillions. And I look on that list and I'm going down, okay, who are the rats? Who are the traitors? Who are the communists in the Republican Party? And guess who's on the list? Both of my North Dakota senators. Both of these bastards. Both of them from North Dakota. I couldn't believe it. I just about threw up my lunch. I couldn't believe it. I've actually met one of these creeps. And so I'm telling you, folks, the Republican Party has in it people like Mitch McConnell, people like Adam Kinzinger, and maybe your own senator, your own congressman. They are rhinos. Now, Donald Trump has taken it upon himself the incredibly risky, incredibly arduous task of cleaning the Augean stables, the Herculean task of getting these SOBs out of the Republican Party, get them out of office. And we have August 2022, folks. That's the primary season, different states. But about August of 2022, we have to primary these bastards out of the Republican Party. Liz Cheney has to walk the plank. She's out. She's done. Now, by the way, God bless the Republican Party of Wyoming. They have expelled her from the Republican Party. That's what we need to do. No more Mr. Nice Guy. The gloves come off. If you've got a rhino in your party, a rhino in your state, get them the hell out. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, that's what happens with every good thing. The infiltration, the devil creeps in. And even that's in this thing I was telling you about. God showed this lady about somebody standing up and screaming and praying in tongues and all that. And somebody else says, that's a witch. And so they went up to her and they said, speak in English. And she started cursing Jesus, F you, Jesus. So the thing is that we have the power over the devil, but we have to realize it, you know. And so whenever you get anything, it's always going to be infiltrated. So you can just count on it. You have to look and see what they've done in the past and go judge by the past. Unless they get saved and you know they're saved. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, there's a black lady in Pennsylvania. And they say that Pennsylvania has never had Democrats since in 40 years or so, or 1940. I don't know how, I can't remember. But anyway, this lady's amazing. Her name is Kathy Barnett. She's a Republican, and she has been out there trying to do the best she can do. And all the thing they'll show her on the, MSM, the mainstream media.
To generalize, Donald Trump is on his website. I'll go there in a moment, donaldjtrump.com. He has spent hundreds of posts endorsing Patriot candidates who are primarying rhinos. Donald Trump more than anyone. He has been the leader. He has been the leader in running the rhinos out.
He endorsed a white man, and the white man, his wife, divorced him and said that he had too bad a temper. He had post-traumatic stress disorder.
Don't get caught up in the weeds. I mean, whatever somebody's wife said about somebody's PST. We got to go the big picture, Pat. We got to go the big picture. There are patriot candidates running all over the country. We don't want to get caught in the underbrush. There are patriot candidates running all over the country. Donald Trump is endorsing them. Go ahead.
Oh, God, somebody's pounding on the door always.
Pat, thanks for calling, Thanks for calling. Okay, thanks, Pat. Thank you. All right, now, let me get back to what I was saying about this fine citizen, Daryl E. Brooks, Jr., who sped his SUV deliberately through a parade of what? What did Daryl Brooks know about that parade in Waukesha? My roots in Waukesha. What did Daryl Brooks know about those hundreds, thousands of Waukesha citizens, town of about 60,000 people, right up west of Milwaukee?
I don't know.
Okay. Hang on, Pat. Thanks for the call. Thank you. What did he know about this town, which was he knew that parade was white people. White people. So as he sped up his SUV, he knows that from behind, he is running over little white children. Now, folks, if that isn't terrorism, there ain't no such thing. Running your SUV up over the backs of little children, that is the most vile, evil terrorism imaginable. And the damn media won't say it. They're sweeping it under the rug. They're not putting this video out. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll put his picture up on my wall here in my studio. A little 8-year-old boy named Jackson Sparks. Jackson Sparks, 8 years old, was one of those people run over by this piece of filth, Daryl E. Brooks Jr., this Black Lives Matter in the hood rapper. This rapper, Daryl Brooks, who's going to tell me what a bad person I am because I'm white, because I'm part of the greatest civilization that ever existed in the universe. And I gave you a civilization, Daryl Brooks, you piece of garbage. We're not going to have our civilization. It is our civilization. Our ancestors built it. They died for it. And we're not going to die under the wheels of your SUV, you puke. And all of these people, if there are any people out there saying, oh, we want to forgive him. Oh, we're going to have a prayer service for him. Oh, don't waste my time. This is one reason we've gone down. There's no guts. There's a time to fight. There's a time to resist. There's a time for massive civil disobedience. There's a massive time to tell criminals to go to hell. Not that you're praying for them. Not that you want to save them or minister to them in the prison. Forget about it. The time for that is long past. We are being destroyed. Our civilization is being destroyed by these pukes. So Jackson Sparks, I have no permission to do this, and I don't want to in any way. He's an 8-year-old little boy. A cute, cute little boy with a big smile with missing top front teeth. All of you who have had little boys, you remember that look. Or you maybe have that look right now in your family. That little boy. Horrible death. Crushed. His brother's skull fractured. His 12-year-old brother, I think 12 or 10-year-old brother, his skull crushed and he's still alive. Other little children crushed under that Daryl Brooks car. And the damn media. The damn Anderson Coopers. The Chris Cuomos. And the rest of them. The Joe Scarboroughs and his girlfriend, Brzezinski. These are the people that have generated this war against our people, against our civilization. These are all, Joe Scarborough, you are a criminal. You are the, you have caused the destruction of American civilization. You're not a white man, you're a puke. You're not a part of our people, you're garbage. And thanks to Donald Trump, this is, ladies and gentlemen, now let me say this. Oh, this is something that somebody pointed out in a post. I thought this was so, this is key. I want to pause for emphasis and lower my voice for emphasis. This poster that I read, he said, we need to thank Donald Trump because he managed to trigger, to so completely drive nuts the Joe Scarboroughs and the Chris Cuomos and the Anderson Coopers of the world that they lost it. They were winning so big with their gradualistic creeping socialism strategy. Turn up the heat slowly on the pot as you boil the frog. Donald Trump caused them to hit the burner all the way to high. Donald Trump caused them to shoot for the moon. He caused them to lose their minds. And by so doing, we owe Donald Trump an infinite debt of gratitude. He got the left to screw up big time. They're going for the whole enchilada. They're betting the ranch. And you know what? They're going to lose the ranch. They went all in on this hand. They were winning big. And then they got drunk. They went out of their minds with Donald Trump syndrome. And they bet the ranch. And that's why this is so. Thank you, Donald Trump, for doing that. Because in so doing, America, Mr. and Mrs. America, who weren't getting fired up as they were turning up the heat gradually, just destroying the country bit by bit, year by year, patiently, sabotaging from infiltrate the teacher unions, infiltrate the schools, infiltrate the universities, take over the university, quietly take over each department, quietly take over the newsrooms, quietly take over, just buy them out, just work, worm from inside, worms, little worms like Anthony Fauci, take over the Centers for Disease Control, take over the National Institutes of Health, quietly, decade by decade. That was working very well. They're so bent out of shape, they expose themselves, and Mr. and Mrs. America are looking at the hideous sight that they see after they drop their drawers and saying, oh my God. And now they find out a little boy, a little 8-year-old boy, Jackson Sparks, run over by a Black Lives Matter activist. Oh, and by the way, where are those videos of Daryl Brooks? Where are those videos now? Oh, YouTube got rid of them in less than 5 minutes. They went into the memory hole. And in fact, the whole incident is going, Jackson Sparks is going into the memory hole. Waukesha is going into the memory hole. I wouldn't be surprised if the algorithm for YouTube and Google and you name it, Facebook, I wouldn't be surprised if the word Waukesha is going into the memory hole. That never happened. The communists never ran over a parade of white people from the back at 40 miles an hour. Just running over their bodies. I watched Jeanine Pirro on her show. They ran a clip, an aerial clip, a high angle clip of people being run over. And you could see Jeanine Pirro almost threw up on camera. It was so horrible to look at, to imagine little children. There are others in critical condition now, you know. I mean, folks, imagine how your life would change if you were 8 years old and the transmission of an SUV going 40 miles an hour landed on your skull.
miners knew well, grabbed a sag and
we'll be right back.
Gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And thanks for joining us here at the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelsey, your host for the two-hour Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. A show dedicated to Donald Trump's movement and to the man who created it, Donald Trump himself. And let's be clear about that. Donald Trump is the man who created this movement, which can gather hundreds of thousands of people, even after an election has been stolen, can gather innumerable people in freezing rain. Why do I say that? Did I read that somewhere? No. Have you ever been in freezing rain, ladies and gentlemen? Some of you from some places have never been in freezing rain. I'll tell you what, people from Waukesha, Wisconsin have been in freezing rain. Rain that when it hits your hair, it freezes. And if you stand out in it, your hair will form into a block of ice. With the wind blowing, with the wind chill, it's cold, folks. I stood in a crowd of thousands of patriots. Waiting for a Trump rally in Minnesota all night, the previous day, then all night, then through the day, and through freezing rain, we stood outside. We weren't allowed in the airport hangars by the Democrat Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, not allowed to seek shelter in the empty airport hangars all around us. We're standing next to them. No, we couldn't go into those hangars. And Trump couldn't go into a big hall or book an arena. Thank you, Governor, Democrat, Communist Tim Walz of Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar's state, Ilhan Omar's state, right next door to me here. Used to be a wonderful place. In the country, it is still wonderful. It is still Trump country. Minneapolis that actually elected, well, how much fraud was in that election that elected Ilhan Omar, who married her brother to falsify an entry into the United States from a refugee camp out of Mogadishu, out of Somalia. I think she was in a refugee camp. She even had to leave Somalia. I think she was in Ethiopia. Right? Probably Christian missionaries or somebody rescued her, brought her to the United States, sponsored her, set her up, let her get away with, "I married to my brother." What a scam. Lutheran Social Services, what a disgusting scam. Bringing millions of people swarming into our country, overwhelming our country. Thanks, but no thanks. We have to be a people and defend ourselves as a people, as we have for thousands of years, before modern history. The reason we're here, the reason we have a people, a coherent ethnic group called Europeans, is that we stood together for thousands of years. We didn't have Lutheran Social Services, or we wouldn't be here. This has happened to us only in the last 3/4 of a century. And we will be gone. And that is their goal. That is the goal of people like Lutheran Social Services, is that we be gone, erased, eradicated. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when the Salvation Army leadership, they probably call themselves generals, I'll bet they do, at least colonels. The Salvation Army leadership put out a missive to the world in which they said that all, they call themselves salvationists, all salvationists must bow their heads in shame and confess that they are racist, and that racism is the worst evil thing in the world, and that they are responsible for it. Why? Because they're white. And ipso facto, says the Salvation Army, they should be ashamed of themselves and do everything in their power to hand over as much of our society, as much of our wealth, open our borders, destroy ourselves. Thank you, but no thank you, Salvation Army. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like the shoe.
We're back, folks. Let's take a call from Melissa in Maryland. Thanks for calling, Melissa.
Okay, that was rather quick. Hi there.
Okay. I think that you can handle this question. So, all right. First of all, what is your news source for the Boykin story if we want to spread it around? Can you give us a link to it? Can you tell us?
Yes, and I hope everybody, and I hope everybody listening will go out of their way to educate themselves about the story of the murdered Roseanne Boyland, B-O-Y-L-A-N-D. And the Gateway Pundit, and you have to spell it The Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit has excellent coverage of Roseanne Boyland's murder. So if you go to thegatewaypundit.com and then search on Roseanne Boyland, you'll find all kinds of truth about Boyland. So I'll give you that reference. And then let me also put this in, and this is one reason for my fury, Melissa, and my fear for my children and their children's children, is that the communist dictatorship is closing the noose when it comes to learning anything. You're asking about finding out about Roseanne Boyland. Well, they're deleting her from the web. You'll find New York Times articles that say she died of a drug overdose. Lie. You'll say that you'll find other articles by people like the Washington Post and the puke media that she was she's an accidental death. She was trampled by the crowd. Lie. We have video which the FBI/KGB is withholding from you, Melissa, and me and everyone else, and they will make it go away. They will put it into the memory hole. This is the, I don't know what's the scariest aspect of this. Is it the concentration camps that exist in Australia? They're here now. They're built now. Mm-hmm. Concentration camps for whom? For you, Melissa, and for me. And do you think those people in those concentration camps are going to be sent there voluntarily? Do you think they're going to buy tickets to go there? Leave their homes? Leave their families? No, they're going to be rounded up by the dirty cops in Australia, by the Australian KGB. It's the end of our civilization. And then we have jerk outfits like the Salvation Army. And I looked them up here during the break. They call themselves majors, major this and major that. And they put out a whole course for all Salvationists to confess how racist they are because they're white and what great crime they've committed over the centuries. BS! BS! Get off it! And the churches need to get off of this. The white race is not guilty of anything. We built this world. Those Africans who have lived in a civilization now, they should fall to their knees and thank the European race for giving it to them. Cars, planes, ships, energy, oil, natural gas, every invention in the history of the world, every patent, everything that makes modern civilization. No, you're not going to erase Mark Twain. You're not going to erase William Shakespeare. So the Salvation Army has got all of their people out there moaning that they are somehow guilty of some horrible sin and that God is going to damn them because they're racist, because they're white. This is pure BS, and pretty much every church is putting this crap out. And the hierarchy of every church is putting this crap out. Folks, you're not going to be saved by the church, by any church. They're in total treason. We as a people are going to have to pick ourselves up. You're betrayed by the politicians, betrayed by the churches, betrayed by the corporations. If we are going to save ourselves, we will save ourselves in a movement.
Okay,
I don't know of any church that's telling the truth. I don't know of any corporation that's telling the truth. And when we get to politicians, let me ask this question. I'll put this out there to the audience. Here's a question for pondering, folks. This is a quiz question. Name me the member of Congress. I just want one name. Name me the member of Congress or the member of the United States Senate who had the balls to say no to the death injection. Name me one senator. Name me one congressman who said, hell no. Get your Fauci needle out of my face. You're not sticking that unknown liquid in my artery. You're not sticking that in my veins. You're not sticking this mRNA technology that the inventor of mRNA technology, Malone, Robert Malone, has said, this is death. This is insane. The inventor of the technology. What the hell do people need to wake up? Name me that senator. There isn't one. Name me that congressman with balls. There isn't one. What the hell's wrong with these worms? You're going to let somebody, if you don't have the integrity of your body, if you do not have sovereignty over your own skin, folks, you've got nothing. You have nothing. You might as well use the Bill of Rights for a doormat at your house. You've got nothing. First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Tenth Amendment, they're all worthless if you submit. You submit like a worm. Like a nothing, you submit to being injected with an unknown toxic chemical that the inventor of the process tells you is lethal to you. What the hell do you need? How many videos of people quivering on the floor, having convulsions, having heart attacks? How many pictures of 25-year-old top condition athletes dying in the middle of a game from their damn injection? How many do you need before your brain turns on? You have to have a brain that works. And most of you don't. And as long as we don't have brains that work, we will lose our civilization. As long as we can't think, we will lose our civilization. Okay, Melissa, the microphone's yours.
Okay, great. I wouldn't want to take from your passion. Okay. Because I was just going to say, you're probably aware of this. WMAL gave some airtime to a guy that had produced a film about 1/6, and it's called Congressional... Oh, it's got a name to it. I wrote it down, but it's he produced a film about what happened on 1/6, and I don't think that it's going to be released to theaters. I think that it's just going to be available on the internet. It's called like Congressional Deficit or something like that. It's got a two-word title to it. But I wondered whether Boylan's story was included in that.
I haven't heard that the Boylan story. Okay, I don't know the answer on that. But speaking of people, courageous people who've made a film about truth on January 6th, I mentioned Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson produced a three-part series on what happened. He called it Patriot Purge, because it's exactly what it is. It's a purge of you, Melissa, and me. That's what the KGB in America is doing. They're purging America's patriots, and that's what January 6th is. It's a false flag designed by the FBI, run by the FBI, and now covered up by the FBI and the others, all the other. You know, it's an interesting question. Is the KGB, is the FBI a branch of the Democrat National Committee? Or, I offer this thought to people, is the Democrat National Committee a branch of the FBI? I think the latter possibility actually is stronger. Good communists would say, like Mao, power comes out of the end of a gun. Power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Who has the guns, the DNC or the FBI? I ask you that. No, I think the DNC is a branch of the FBI. And the whole thing is corrupt. The whole thing is communist. So, but Tucker, what a guy. What a ballsy guy. He made this video, which is good, called Patriot Purge. You can watch it on Fox Nation. I pay my little bit to be a member of Fox Nation so I can watch for free. Well, I guess I'm paying. And who knows what's going on at Fox, folks? I don't pretend to know. There's clearly a war going on at Fox between the sellouts, the rhinos who appear to be own and run Fox, and then a few patriots like Laura Ingraham. And oh, I must give a praise to Laura Ingraham. She just ran a show the other day that was just on fire. Laura Ingraham, she gets it. You know, the way Kelso shouts on this show and the way my blood boils. And by the way, one way you can tell I haven't had the Fauci death shot is I'm able to yell like this on the radio without falling out of my chair dead. I still have my health. I still have my immune system. I don't have spike proteins zooming through my body, compromising every organ in my body, including spongiform damage to my brain. I couldn't do this show. And by the way, that scares the hell out of me. If you have a military and a government where everybody's been injected with something that's producing spike proteins in unknown huge quantities that are the worst thing you could have in your body, penetrating the nucleus of every cell in your body, changing the DNA in your cells. I mean, this is Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, actually changing you with your consent. You let them stick that needle in your arm over a virus. It's not killing people all around. The injection is, the vaccine is, the hospitals are filling up with people that have been vaccinated. And you hear these lies. 99% of the people who are showing up at hospitals are the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. What lies? What lies? They're lying to you, folks. Can't you get it? Can't you? Of course, most of the people listening to my voice right now do get it. But what the hell is wrong with our neighbors? How can they not get it? I was sitting in my car outside of a pharmacy last week, and you know, there's a clear glass window, and the doctor or the pharmacist in there, he's got his office door open, and the people are lined up. They're lined up. Good people, North Dakota people. They're lined up to go in and get their shot. I couldn't believe it. They sit down next to his desk. He jabs them, and they're walking in there. They're rolling up their sleeves. What is wrong with these dumb bunnies? What is wrong with them? They were perfectly healthy when they went in there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Melissa.
I was kind of shocked in my neck of the woods when the vaccinations became available, and I didn't say anything to anybody, but I was just shocked when I saw lines literally going around the block and then my state is one of the higher vaccination rates, and I was just, and my goodness gracious, I mean, we had field hospitals set up, we had big areas that were converted basically into field hospitals, and just one right after the other were going to get their shot. And I was just shocked by what I saw.
Yeah, and these
but
are
anyway.
People. Yeah, and now they're talking about Fauci, this demon, Fauci, is talking about vaccinating babies, vaccinating newborn. And you can, it's now, you can walk into any big box store, and you'll hear over the PA that if you're 12 years old, you can go into this big box store, and their pharmacy will give you a vaccination for free. I don't think they even require parental consent.
And 12
years old. A 12-year-old walking through the toy aisle. A 12-year-old walking through the toy aisle can wander over to the pharmacy at a big box and get injected. Mm. What the hell is this? That's child abuse. That's a felony. It's criminality.
Well, let me ask, I don't know whether your opinion is higher of the Union or of the Confederacy, but if we were to divide the vaccinated and unvaccinated, like the new Union and the Confederacy, which one would they be? Is the vaccinated population the Union or the Confederacy?
Well, okay, that's a stretch of, I mean, I appreciate that's an interesting thought model there. The Confederacy would be the unvaccinated. Yes. But I mean, there, that's just an approximate. There's just an approximation there. I don't want to make that. You know, we, those people that have the brains to say no, you're not injecting me. I mean, think of what it takes, Melissa. You know, an injection of a fluid, a highly active fluid, something that came out of Wuhan. This is a highly engineered bioweapon.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
that you're going to let you.
They're injecting you with.
Yeah, you're going to. I mean, the list of things that are wrong with this bioweapon are, you know, endless. Like, I mean, among the hundreds of things that are wrong is that the root DNA material for this vaccine, this mRNA technology, was an aborted fetus. You know, a live human baby that was killed. That's the original root stock of this DNA. You're going to let them inject you with that, and then you say you're pro-life? You know, and on and on and on. I mean, there's nothing. There's no evidence that this vaccine does any good for anybody. It is not. I mean, it is so plain as the nose on each of our faces. Wherever there is great vaccination going on, all of a sudden, oh, I can't explain it. The hospitals fill up. And vice versa. No vaccine, no full hospitals. Melissa, thanks for calling. We'll be right back after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Thank you.
Boy, it's getting dark earlier now, isn't it, folks? Running out of light here in my studio. Yeah, we're running out of time here in my studio, so we pretty much better wrap up this show. Thank you very much for participating. I covered some of the stuff I wanted to cover. We'll meet up again next week here in the Trump Clubhouse. I'm hoping for Donald Trump to call an event. It's been a couple months now since Donald Trump has called for an event. And I check his website, DonaldJTrump.com, every day under the tab events to see if an event is scheduled. And on some future show, I'll offer my musings as to why no events have been scheduled. The last two events were hugely successful. And I don't want to open a new can of worms here at the end of the show. Always a mistake for a radio broadcaster to do that. Just kind of reflect on a show here. I think we've covered some good ground. I think I've made a few good points. And I appreciate your phone calls that have come in. But here we are, the Trump movement. We're meeting up once a week here. Our little wing, our little clubhouse of Trump movement people. And awaiting word from Donald Trump himself on what his next move is going to be. But not awaiting word. I mean, we are marching. We are on the march in many, many ways. And we're putting the heat to the rhinos. We're all doing that every week, wherever we find a rhino. Let them know how you feel about them. And we'll run the rhinos out. I should have had for the end of the show, I should have had that Rawhide theme song, moving, moving, moving. Keep them doggies moving. Head them up, move them out. Head them up, round them up, move them out, Rawhide. That's exactly something that we need to do. Liz Cheney being the poster girl, Miss Rhino, 2021, Miss Rhino. Boy, I'll tell you, oh, hey, there it is. Turn it up, engineer. See you next week.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, Rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good beetles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, Rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, Rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because